Daily Light, November the 15th, morning. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. God said, I will make my dwelling among them, and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. For indeed our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Rejoice, insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in them. Oh, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 1, 9 and Hebrews 10, 23. 2 Corinthians 6, 16, 1 John 1, 3, 1 Peter 4, 13, Ephesians 3, 17 to 19, 1 John 4, 15, and 1 John 3, 24. Daily Light, November the 15th, evening. We are his workmanship. They quarried out great, costly stones in order to lay the foundation of the house with dressed stones. When the house was built, it was with stone prepared at the quarry, so that neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron was heard in the house while it was being built. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Once you are not a people, but now you are God's people. You are God's building. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. We are his workmanship. Ephesians 2:10. 1 Kings 5:17. 1 Kings 6:7. 1 Peter 2:5. Ephesians 2:20-22. 1 Peter 2:10. 1 Corinthians 3:9. 1 Corinthians 5:13. And 2 Corinthians 5:13. Verse 5.